This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We'll do a little fraud talk. I've had a little bit of a change of heart on Maria Salazar in the past 20 minutes. I'll explain in a moment. We'll do some emails, the cost of Doritos, all that and so much more coming in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I should probably start out with the Maria Salazar thing. Fred, my dog. Let me explain. Fred is by a mile the sweetest dog I have ever had in my entire life. All he wants is affection all the time. He will come up and throw his big fluffy meathead head on you and just all he wants is affection. That's it. That's all he wants. Ob loves him. Boys love him. I love him too. But Fred is unbelievably stupid. He's a golden doodle, by the way. It's my dog. He's a golden doodle. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I know I'm a mean person, but I've had Airedales and Black Labs and Yellow Labs, and I've had all kinds of dogs in my whole life of various degrees of intelligence. I have never in my life had a dog this dumb. He can't see. He can't hear. He can't even smell. If you drop a piece of food on the ground and he didn't actually watch it land, you will have to call him over and bend down and point to the food on the ground. This is a dog. Unbelievably dumb. It took me a while having a dog like this to stop getting frustrated at his inability to learn things, locate things. The pool. My mom had a pool. She doesn't anymore, but my mom had a pool. Fred is part golden retriever, part poodle. That's hence the name golden doodle. Well, golden retrievers are incredible water dogs. Poodles are incredible water dogs. Seawater, they want to get in water, they want to swim. Yeah, Chris, poodles aren't the fluffy, stupid things that women carve them into. They're good, supposed to be good hunting dogs, water dogs, things like that. Anyway, so you would think Fred would love the water. He's mortally afraid of the water. If he even gets his paws a little bit wet, he'll be tiptoeing as if he's in a minefield and desperate to get out of the water. To this day, he's 6 years old. He's never lifted his leg to pee. He never figured that out. I know, Chris. I don't know what to say. Now, is Fred a bad dog? No. He's just dumb. It's not his fault. It's how God made him. He's an idiot. I wouldn't change him. He's our idiot. But he's an idiot. I have previously savaged Maria Salazar for being a treasonous, dirty snake with her endless pushing for amnesty in the country. But I think I've had a change of heart over the last 10, 20 minutes. I want to play this for you again. This was at the beginning of Russia-Ukraine. Remember, a no-fly zone means you actually shoot down enemy planes. American jets shooting down Russian jets would almost undoubtedly bring about nuclear war, nuclear holocaust. Maria Salazar, involved in the voting on all this stuff, was stopped on the street and asked about the whole thing. And here's how that went.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
That's Fred. I've been angry with Maria Salazar because she won't get in the water. She can't smell food. She doesn't know how to lift her leg to pee. I'm angry with Maria Salazar because it doesn't appear like she can do or is doing the things that a human being should be able to do. But the truth is, Maria Salazar is just dumb. She's a moron. I've been mad about the things in the amnesty bill. Do you think Maria Salazar read the amnesty bill? Do you think Maria Salazar can even read anything? No, I'm genuinely, Chris, I'm not being mean. Listen again. Do you think this person can read? I'm really asking.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
That moron doesn't know anything about anything. She does what she's told to do. She says what she's told to say. She didn't write the bill. She didn't read the bill. She doesn't know how to read. I've been getting angry with Fred because he can't fetch a ball in the pond. But Fred is not able to do it because Fred is special needs. And so is Maria Salazar. I am going to reserve most of my hatred moving forward to GOP reps like Mike Lawler and the other dirty treasonous snakes who are trying to get amnesty through. They can join the likes of Lindsey Graham and John Curtis and the others who've tried to do this to us in the past.
I'm the only candidate advocating a comprehensive approach that includes a long, hard-earned pathway to citizenship. There's some people saying we need to limit legal immigration. To me, they're just looking at a different world than I am. We'll be down to 2 workers for every retiree in the next 20 years. We're going to need more legal immigration.
Do you think that whatever you're working on will have to include a path to citizenship for dreamers?
I do. I've been pretty outspoken on that.
This is James Lankford, Oklahoma.
Or even last September, Senator Tillis and I both put out a proposal to get citizenship for those individuals that are in the DACA program or were eligible for the DACA program.
DACA recipients must have a permanent
John Cornyn, Texas.
Legislative solution. They deserve nothing less. We need to take action and pass legislation that will unequivocally allow these young men and women to stay in the only home, in the only country they've known. In the past, I've supported a number of bills that would have allowed these individuals to remain in the United States without fear of a court decision hanging in the balance. But each time, partisan disagreements have prevented us from turning anything into law. Madam President, when it comes to immigration laws, Congress, on a bipartisan basis, never fails to fail.
Do we need then to anyone who's here illegally?
This is John Curtis being interviewed. John Curtis of Utah.
That hasn't committed a crime, Senator Curtis, should there be a path to citizenship? Is that what compassion means to you? Or should these people not be allowed to stay?
Well, then let me ask you a question. Is there any law, any rule broken in our country where we don't have a consequence defined? So why don't we have a consequence defined when it comes to coming into this country without documentation? We continue to allow these people to...
By the way, we have all kinds of consequences clearly defined, all kinds of legal codes, the punishments, everything else. He's pretending to be stupid. Unlike Maria Salazar, he's pretending to be stupid as he tries to ram through amnesty from his red state.
Be here, but we haven't defined what their consequence is.
So that's an inaction from policymakers?
Absolutely.
All right. So what would you say we need to do then? What's your answer to that? I guess is
like
it
every
amnesty
other...
for.
So first of all, you have to define amnesty. But any other crime that's committed here in our country,
we define what
the punishment is, and we've failed to do that in this case.
Pretending to be dumb. Trying to pass amnesty. What a bunch of dirty traitors. Some are too dumb, but they're all just dirty friggin' traitors. All right, let's talk a little bit of fraud because it ties directly into this stuff. In fact, Zohran Mamdani and J.D. Vance are going to help us make a little example of all this. Before we do that, you own a business? How many policies do you have? It's more than one, isn't it? Well, we got the workman's comp here. We got the multiple policies, multiple applications, multiple agencies. No matter what, you have too many. If you have more than one, it's too many. And I know for a fact you have more than one. I remember listening to my dad dog cuss insurance agencies for my entire life. Stop going through that living hell and go to one source, SuperSure. What is it? It's one broker for all your business insurance. An entire team will handle all of it. They'll tell you, are you overinsured, underinsured? They'll find you exactly what you need, something that fits for you. By the way, you can get a full report on your current policies without an obligation at supersure.com. Go find out how easy SuperSure makes it for all the policies. I know it's a freaking nightmare. I know. I've seen it. They make it easy. One super agency, one powerful platform. All your policies in one place. SuperSure.com, SuperSure.com, paid for by SuperSure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So this is from the Daily Caller. Reagan Reese, she does great work, but the Daily Caller, and the headline is Vance Task Force Uncovers $6 billion in Suspected Fraud from Government Contracts. Okay, you got that. So I think if you read into it a little bit, you can find out how this works a lot. It's about avoiding legal accountability. Stay with me. There were 895 contracts given to 392 businesses for a total of $6.3 billion, the officials explained, with $3 billion still left to be rewarded, right? Now here's the part that matters. The businesses will have 30 days to prove to the task force that they have a physical address and are legitimate. Now I'm going to stop there. If you want to read the rest of the story, you can. With me? Now, how does this work? Well, here's how it works. Criminals don't want to get caught for their crimes. I know that's breaking news. But criminals do not want to get caught for their crimes. Gangbangers don't. Thieves, murderers, the mafia, and government criminals work the exact same way. They don't want to get caught for their crimes. So they're always angling, trying to figure out, how do I commit this crime without getting caught? How can I avoid any legal culpability here? And here's how Democrats in government do this. And they do it with oftentimes the foreigners they bring in, but also American-born criminals as well. Let's say I'm a Democrat. God forbid, but let's say I'm a Democrat. And I write into a bill, or a lobbyist writes into a bill, that my state, California, gets $20 billion, federal money, taxpayer money, $20 billion to do something like they always love to say, combat homelessness. They love that one. We're going to get those homeless people off the street. Okay, good. I I am the one who gets to control where that $20 billion goes. Now, the normal person, someone like you, you probably think, okay, you can't just hand it out to anyone though, right? It has to be some sort of established, proven homeless group that has, you know, all their documentation is out there, all the T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted, and surely there's a process to where you're not just handing this out to anyone who says there's a homeless group. Oh, but that's where you're mistaken. Because I know this foreigner named Chris. Chris, last month, not even last year, last month, Chris, he started a nonprofit. Homeless R Us. It's his nonprofit. Chris and I, we went to dinner, Red Lobster. And at this dinner, we had a little talk. And the talk went something like this. Hey, Chris, glad you started that nonprofit. I've got $20 billion to combat homelessness. You've got a nonprofit dedicated to fighting homelessness. I'm going to get you $1 billion. Now, I'm going to be running for re-election next year. I've got a super PAC. Would really love to be able to count on your support. So how's that sound to you? And Chris says, Jesse, that sounds great. Pass the cheddar bait biscuits. You see, Democrats remove the verification process. That's how they enable all the fraud. That's how they get away with all the fraud. I'll read it to you again. The businesses will have 30 days to prove to the task force that they have a physical address and are legitimate. There are all kinds of people. We have great street reporters out there now, absolutely great ones. Nick Shirley, Savannah Hernandez. There are so many of these reporters. And what they're doing, it sounds so basic and simple, but it is so revealing. They'll find a company that's, you know, Homeless R Us. Well, that company, that nonprofit, whatever it is, it will obviously have to have an address to be registered, and they're simply going to the address. And there's never anyone there. It's just a random office in any one of the endless office buildings you see. Maybe there'll be a desk. Maybe some lackey Chris hired is sitting there answering the phones, but they're certainly not working with the homeless. In order to enable this amount of fraud, Democrats remove the verification process. I've read you story after story after story of that's how the Biden administration worked, as they stole your money and handed it out by the billions and billions of dollars. They ensured that none of this stuff had to be verified. Oh, your business is legit, right? All right, I can trust you. Have another billion of taxpayer money. You are being looted. These dirty criminals in our government are stealing from you as fast as they possibly can, and it ticks me off. So that's how it works. We'll do some emails before we get to Doritos, but I want to talk about Zohran Mamdani real quick first. I'll kind of tie him in. Before I do that, we had an unbelievably sobering report come out today. And that report was this. Last year, Planned Parenthood, they aborted over 400,000 babies, a record. Last year, after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, Planned Parenthood broke their record for butchery. Isn't that the saddest thing in the world? That's because laws will not change our culture. Laws will not change the hearts and minds of people who have an unplanned pregnancy. You know what does? Hearing the heartbeat. An ultrasound makes it real. An ultrasound, introducing a mother to her baby with an ultrasound, lets her know that's a baby. And that's what Preborn does with your help. They give her a free ultrasound. $28 is what it costs. Your $28 buys a life. Your $28 introduces a mother to her baby. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. So, speaking of all that fraud, all that theft, the looting, where do you think guys like Zohran Mamdani, where do you think they're going to send all this money?
The inequities in this city, the racial inequities, are stark. We are talking about findings that have shown that the wealth of a median white household in the city is more than $200,000, while that of a black household is less than $20,000. This is not an indictment of any one New Yorker. It is an indictment, however, of policies and politics that have persisted for far too long. Our commitment now is to act upon these findings, to do so in concert with New Yorkers' comments, as we've now opened a public comment period for the next 30 days to ensure that we have.
Do you think Zohran Mamdani is going to steal all that money from evil Whitey and go up to Harlem and start handing out cash to black people? People in black neighborhoods know better. Every black person listening to the sound of my voice knows better, or at least should know better. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's going to steal the money. I promise you he's going to steal the money. We'll call it taxes. He's going to steal the money, and then he's going to hand it out to his friends. That's what they do. In the end, they're all just thieves. That's why there is such a shocking level of fraud in every area of Democrat control in this country. There's just no love of country. You get power to make yourself rich and stay in power. And you find every criminal you can, and you work hand in hand with them to make sure they can steal and you can steal, and it works well for everybody, except, of course, the society you're currently destroying. They're all just thieves. Hey, Jesse, as a mid-30s man whose views were shaped by Rush, you're the biggest defender of freedom and sanity we have to rely on. Keep fighting the good fight and carrying his torch. Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what Rush had to say about this bonkers insanity today. This guy says, accountability, how about the auto pen? Brother, you're never going to get accountability for the auto pen. Would have happened by now. That's wrong. I hate that. But there are some things, if I can say something that you may not like to hear, but there are some things that if they happen, they are things you shouldn't have to have a law for. And this is what I mean. Democrats selected Joe Biden to be president knowing he wasn't a functional adult. This was apparent to anybody who paid attention at all. Then he got elected president. And he's not a functional adult. He's not. I don't know what's going on. Senile, Alzheimer's, dementia. I don't know. I'm not going to diagnose the guy. I have no idea. But he's no longer a functional adult. But he's the president of the United States of America. Now, in a normal country, if any political party had their guy get elected, and that was the situation, they would sit down in the interests of the country and say, all right, we're going to have to sit him down. We're going to have to get rid of him and replace him with someone else because we can't work like this. He won't be able to do the job of the president. He can't run the country. We have to replace him. But Democrats are so demonic and evil, they saw it instead as a tremendous opportunity. Joe Biden would just sign whatever they put in front of him. He would give whatever speech someone wrote for him. He would do the best he could to read it. He failed at that too, but he was essentially their robot. He would say whatever they told him to say. He would sign whatever they told him to sign. And for them, this was not a bad situation. This was a dream scenario. The communists, who would normally be held in check by their party's political leader because they were going to go too far and make him unpopular, they instead could do whatever they wanted. When he was president, I always made the comparison. It's like handing your 16-year-old son who just got his license the keys to your Corvette that goes 180 miles an hour. That's what it was like handing the presidency over to communists like Anita Dunn to do with whatever she wanted. And you want there to be accountability for that, but the truth is you shouldn't have Anita Dunn. She shouldn't exist in your country. And if you did, let's assume you're always going to have some scummy communist out there. They're never going to be allowed anywhere close to power. You're not going to allow your 16-year-old to get out on the highway in your Corvette. They're not. But once the Democrat Party has devolved into what it's devolved into, laws can't fix it. They can't fix it. We want laws. We want laws to fix how depraved the communists are. But all these laws, all this legal accountability we're calling out for, all it does is buy us time. In order to truly save the country, as I've said again and again and again, we have to have a Democrat Party that is completely reformed. It has to change. I'm not calling for the elimination of the Democrat Party. I'm not. But we cannot continue for another 100 years as a country. We're celebrating 250 this year. 350 is impossible if the Democrat Party remains as it is. It just is. You can't have one of the two political parties this dedicated to burning the country down. We have to fix the Democrat Party, and you can't do that. So the best we can do is keep them as far from power as you possibly can now. That means we are going to have to do a superhuman effort, by the way, in November. It's probably inevitable. We're going to lose some seats, but we need to avoid historic losses here.
Look at this. We're talking about exceeding Kamala Harris, the liberal candidate, did by 21 points. 21 points. And this is part of a pattern, right? In Virginia governor, we saw the Democrat there exceeding Kamala Harris by 10. New Jersey governor by 8. And this is even better. Even better than what Democrats had back in the 2017-2018 cycles, where they were exceeding Hillary Clinton's baseline, but by 12, 4, and less than a point. So this time around, oh my goodness gracious, holy cow, holy smokes, holy Toledo. And of course, remember, Democrats took the House in 2018, and I will note that Wisconsin Supreme Court performance last night by Chris Taylor was the best for a liberal candidate in an open seat in at least 30 years.
Now, you can say that's the GOP's fault or that's Trump's fault or whatever, and all that stuff is totally fine. I get all that. We cannot hand the country back to these people. You and I, we do not have the power to avoid the midterm losses, to avoid all midterm losses. I'll put it that way. But there's a difference between losing 20 seats and losing 50 seats. There is. There is a difference. We are going to have to find it within ourselves to dig in and work really hard in this election to drag Norm and Norma back to the polls. And they may not be motivated. They may not care. We can't have these people taking over.
And this action, this illegal, aggressive action is being fueled by the money. So let's take the money back. Let's unmask them. Let's make sure they respect sensitive locations. Let's make sure they don't engage in deadly force. Let's make sure that they are dismantled. Let's get rid of ICE, America. Let's get rid of it.
We are going to have to put on our big boy pants and do some work this November. All right? We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we'll come back tomorrow and do it again. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And again, I've been too hard on Maria Salazar. She can't read.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Fred doesn't know how to pee and lift his leg. It's not Fred's fault. He's too dumb. There's a difference between dumb and evil. Apparently it was dumb of Doritos to charge $7 a bag. I guess sales went down. I don't even know why I brought that up. Every time I hear Doritos in the news, it makes me hungry. Think about it. What, Chris? Can you people eat Doritos? Is there any problem with that? What's your favorite kind, Chris? Is it the Cool Ranch? Or is it what? Classic? I'm not going to kill you for that. Classic? Have you done the thing I discussed with you before? Are you going to do that this weekend or something like that? You need to try crumbling up the chips and putting them in there and warming it up. I'm telling you, man, it's going to look like death. And your wife is going to say, oh my gosh, are you eating that? That's what Ob says every time. What? What? Can you mix it with bean dip? You know, I'm traditionally not a big bean dip guy, but that Frito-Lay hot bean dip one time. So one time I was, was I in the Marines? I was in the Marines. I was stuck in my room. I think I'd sprained my ankle or something like that. I forget what it was. Not a sprained ankle. I don't know. I was stuck in my room for the weekend and my friends all got to go out. And when I'm depressed, when I'm down, I eat. I always eat my way through. I know, Chris, you're going to find that shocking, but I always eat. So I went to the store and I got a bag of nacho cheese Doritos and I got a can of that hot bean dip. And of course, I got myself a little bottle of hot sauce. I don't remember what kind, maybe Texas Pete or something like that. Not super hot, but I sat down. I remember I had a bottle of Mountain Dew. I sat down in front of the TV and I ate the entire bag of Doritos, the entire can of hot Frito bean dip, and on every chip, it was chip, scoop, dip, dab of hot sauce. Chip, scoop, dip, bag of hot sauce. Whew. Man, the next day was painful. I'll put it that way. Painful. Razor blades. Hey, Jesse, I heard you the other day saying it would be best to disband or abolish the FBI. Do you think that should also apply to the CIA? Yes. Yeah, CIA should have been disbanded years ago. CIA has way too much power in the United States of America. Way too much power, and globally. Remember all that USAID, USAID talk? Remember all that? Well, that's CIA money. It's a CIA slush fund for Democrats and communists across the globe. The CIA at one point in time was allegedly used to fight against global communism. Surprise, surprise, the communists figured it out and took over the agency. And now they work for Democrats around the globe. CIA, what is that great statement? It should be America's eyes and ears, not its heart and soul. Remember, the CIA was involved in Donald Trump, meaning stopping Donald Trump. Heads of the Central Intelligence Agency calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation that's factually incorrect. It's not like they just dug up some random dude stapling papers in the mailroom at the CIA. The directors of the CIA signed on for something they knew to be false. That's how communist that agency is now. I mentioned there's one government person that I'm pretty sure, I'm not going to say convicted, but I'm pretty sure he is going to go to trial. And that's John Brennan, because of just how sick and evil that freak is and what he did with his position at the CIA. Whew-wee. Also, this makes me laugh.
Along the way, we consume more than 6 million meals, and by my estimate, more than 950,000 gallons of coffee, 2 million energy drinks, and a lot of nicotine, but I am not saying that we have a problem.
2 million energy drinks. I don't like energy drinks. They make my palms sweaty. I don't feel very good. What, Chris? Don't call me that. That's not very nice. Do you, Tris? That's terrible for you. Every time my kids bring it up, that you can't do that, Chris.
And now
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
America's retribution. Operation Epic Fury destroyed 80-90% of Iran's weapons factories, air defenses, naval fleet, in nuclear infrastructure, the Pentagon says. All right, that's something. Europe energy crisis. Italian airports begin rationing jet fuel. Oh, that is quite a shame, isn't it? Thieves stole 96 bananas from Wawa in Montgomery County, police say. I enjoy Wawa. I know there's a great gas station in virtually every city in the country. Chris, don't be a snob because we have Buc-ee's here in Texas. But Wawa has some quality food, buddy. Vance backs Trump's Iran ultimatum. I don't know why that's exactly news. He's the vice president of the United States of America. He really doesn't have a choice on whether or not he's going to back Trump on this or back Trump on that. King Charles sparks backlash from UK Christians by not delivering an Easter message this year. Why would he deliver an Easter message? I would look to hear from him on Ramadan. U.S. Congress approves funds for the Baltics as Russia tests NATO's eastern flank. Trump is apparently meeting with the NATO chief, and he's going to discuss leaving NATO. Donald Trump is angry at the lack of help he got in the whole Iranian adventure, and I think NATO might end up paying the price for it anyway. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.